A community that knows itself takes care of itself. The stories of those who live in the Matsu Borough are as varied as the people themselves. Some you have heard. Some, perhaps, you have not. This is Voices of the Matsu, bringing our stories to life.
I'm Emily Forstner, your host today. We talk about community on this program and the smaller groups found within it. Many of these smaller communities that we get to know belong to something called a third place. This term was coined by Ray Oldenburg. He's an American sociologist. He describes our home as our first place, our work as our second place, and then there's the third place. These are the important communities that we self-select. They're personal. Which brings us to today's story about another third place in the Matsu that is charming the socks off of Wasilla in what we call the Pages of Hope.
Hi, welcome to Black Birch Books.
Taylor Jordan was raised in a small town in Iowa. Just 17 years old, she joins the Air Force, and for 15 years, she serves with the Special Forces. While stationed at Jay Bear outside of Anchorage, though, an injury forces her retirement. So what does she do? She starts a used bookstore.
It was absolutely accidental. I wanted to build a place where everybody was safe and accepted, and it just so happened that the local bookstore that was open at the time was having a little bit of a struggle, and I offered to buy them and take their debt, and they declined and walked away from the offer, and so I talked to them about opening my own, and they said that sounded like a great idea, and 3 weeks after I opened, then they liquidated their store, and they gave me everything that didn't sell, and they were very kind, and they came Christmas shopping the next 2 years.
That was back in 2018 on Main Street in Wasilla. It wasn't long before the store needed a larger location, and a few years later, it moves to where it is now, in a small strip mall on Bogard Road, next to Giant Don's Carpet. And this is where I meet Taylor and talk with her and some of her customers on a Saturday morning. You can hear the bustle of the bookstore in the background. I can't tell you why it's called Black Birch Books, but it does match Taylor's favorite color.
Oh, man, because it's all of the different colors combined, and it's warm and cozy, and black goes with everything, and everybody looks good in black.
That shouldn't be surprising, actually. It's the mission behind the bookstore, a place for everyone.
It's not about selling books at all. Just about no part of the bookstore is about selling books. It's about the community space and filling the needs of people and engaging with the community in different ways to meet their needs. The bookstore really grew itself. Like, it built its own store out of it. So when I opened, I kind of had a picture in my head of the safe space that I wanted, and then the bookstore became this wonderful little community-oriented sentient being that just built itself based on the needs of the community. So it's a perfect microcosm and reflection of the community outside of the doors, and it's a very safe space inside.
I'm Sam. I usually come here every Saturday. I started up and help maintain the Coffee with Vets program, and I usually like to come after work on Fridays and just kind of decompress.
For so many customers like Sam, the bookstore is more than just a bookstore. It's all about belonging. Just ask Jeremy.
It's a pretty good place. It's some place that anybody can hang out and be put up with or supported.
Or Carly.
Black Birch Books is open and accepting to everybody, no, regardless of skin color, gender, sexuality, any of those things.
I live here. This is my home. As soon as I got stationed in Alaska in 2010, I moved to Wasilla. Wasilla is great. It has everything that I want, and it's a city without being that kind of city. It's pretty great. I love this community up here. It's so diverse. It's so cool.
I've discovered a lot of parts of the community that I didn't think existed, some good, some bad. The sense of collected acceptance is huge. It's amazing. And then the opposite side of that is the bigotry and racism that I didn't think existed does too. And those are all very important parts that we need to identify in our community, because that's what makes us so diverse in this community. You can't have one kind of person without another kind of person to make a community.
Our experiences influence our perspectives and in turn our decisions. Life-changing decisions like bookstores that offer more than books.
So retired military and law enforcement and also an EMT, and I was moonlighting as a bouncer for a while I was also doing all of that, I identified that not everybody feels safe in the spaces that they're in, and that is a terrible feeling. And every time I engaged with anybody as a law enforcement officer, it was the worst moment of the worst day of their life. And if I can do something to mitigate that and make that less awful for them, then I'll do anything that I can to do that.
I think Ty would agree.
I've been friends with Taylor for quite a while, and I like to come and hang out and people watch. There's always a pretty colorful cast of rotating regulars that are in and out of here. Well, it's definitely a safe place for everyone, provided you're not a jerk. So there's that, and the coffee is really good.
Can't go wrong with good coffee.
So I'm in the strange, unique position where I don't really have to care about capitalism so much. I run a terrible business in a wonderful community space.
Customers can find genre titles resting on the top of shelves filled with used books.
It's a mostly used bookstore. The prices are $15, $10, and $5, and they're categorized alphabetically by author's last name, and there's a genre for everything. I don't buy books or do store credit, but I take any donation of any book with reckless abandon.
Taylor also has a wall of new books containing Alaskan authors that she's hosted. She has about 82 authors on the shelves from all over the state. Taylor not only sells books, but she can fix them too.
Yep, I'm the only bookbinder in the state, so that means that I can do repairs on books, so like old family heirloom books that you want to pass down through generations. I can reverse engineer them and rebuild them. Or if you have your favorite Twilight book, I can put a velvet cover on it and some kind of leather spine and metal end pieces and ribbons and toggles. And I mean, I can make it anything that you want. It doesn't really matter. I can customize your book for you. And I have a lot of fun doing that. It's an awesome little passion.
The books are pre-loved and the furniture worn in, covered with red chair covers, the type I might find in my grandmother's house. There's a casual but familial vibe.
I would say that the part of the bookstore that I like the best is the community. There's a lot of people who come here on a regular basis, and we all get to know each other, and when you walk in, you're immediately welcome.
So when someone comes to Black Birch Books, it's much more of an experience. You kind of move in. You can sit and play a board game. You can order a cup of hot chocolate with whipped cream and sprinkles. And you can play Monopoly with a friend and hang out for a couple hours. Maybe you read a book. Maybe you buy something. Maybe you don't. And then you leave and you had a good time and I've hit my quota. So it's much more about the experience of the space than anything else.
It's a happening place.
People will have their wedding here or a baby shower or a birthday party. And I don't charge an event fee. I ask for a generous donation for the use of the space and, you know, me cleaning up and assisting. And that helps for people that want to have a Halloween wedding on a budget or want to have this wonderful out-of-state family show up on a day that I'm normally closed so that they can hang out at the bookstore and just have their own little space and cut the cake and play all the birthday games and, you know, whatever. And it's super cool. So my calendar is getting continuously thicker and thicker. I had a 1-year calendar. I upgraded to a 3-year calendar, and my 5-year calendar just came in, and it is quickly getting filled. So right now I'm booked out a year in advance for a majority of the year, and that is absolutely my pleasure to accommodate.
This calendar is a perfect example of how Black Birch has become a third place.
It's not about selling books at all. Just about no part of the bookstore is about selling books. It's about the community space and filling the needs of people and engaging with the community in different ways to meet their needs.
She wants to help as many people as possible, make sure everyone's got a space that they can come in and reach as many people as possible. There's really nobody who's not welcome here from all walks of life.
Consider an all-star athlete. a ring, a trophy, a big scholarship. Then imagine, if you will, a small business like Black Birch Books in Wasilla having an all-star year.
The Courage in Community Award for 2024, it was presented to me a couple weeks ago.
Presented by St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Anchorage.
And then also I got second place in Best of the Valley Movers and Shakers category.
The Frontiersman's Best in the Valley, and...
The Best in Alaska. I'm in the running for that one.
And the City of Wasilla's Business of the Year. Taylor, what do you say to your folks back in Iowa? Look, Mom, no hands.
Yeah, pretty much.
Taylor says she's got the best job in the world. Absolutely. So when did she know that this was, for sure, the right thing to do?
It's every day. It is every single day. Yeah, no kidding.
Really?
And I know that sounds so dumb. It sounds so dumb even to say it out loud. But every single day, there is someone that came in for the first time or for the 100th time, and this was a space where they could just be. And that absolutely means more than anything else, not just to me, but to them. And then it makes it mean more to me. And it's just this awesome compiling love language that just kind of mattresses on itself with different kinds of blankets and comforters and pillows and decorative pillows and so on, finishing the entire thing. It's a really beautiful thing to feel.
One word. Just one word I asked to sum up Black Birch Books.
I would say the most important takeaway in general is the word hope. If you don't have hope, then sometimes you don't have anything. So I think I'd rather have something than nothing. So we hope that everyone's going to do better, and we hope that everyone gets the help they need, and we hope that something we've done makes a difference. And all we can do is hope that someone takes a piece of something good away with them from every experience they have with anybody. And I'd say that's a pretty good place to be in. It's just having a little bit of hope to get you through.
And the community at Black Birch Books will tell you this third place is a pretty good place to find a little hope.
I would say that the part of the bookstore that I like the best is the community. There's a lot of people who come here on a regular basis, and we all get to know each other, and when you walk in, you're immediately welcome.
I'm Emily Forstner, and you've been listening to Taylor Jordan, the owner of Black Birch Books, on Voices of the Mat-Su, produced for Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Coming up next in part two of our episode called Pages of Hope, we get to know the impact the bookstore has on homeless teens, as well as the impact this has for Taylor.
Hi, welcome to the bookstore. Can I help you find anything?
Thank you, Zen. Zen works at the bookstore as an intern because in between it all, Black Birch Books helps struggling young adults. Taylor Jordan hires exclusively homeless youth in partnership with Nine Star Education and Employment Services. I meet up with Zen and Taylor at the bookstore in late October. It's a Friday afternoon, and the bookstore is humming as they get ready for their monthly open mic night. We sit in the back around a table, and I'm going to repeat myself. This is not Barnes & Noble. It is not your typical bookstore. The chairs are arranged in a conversational circle. It's a casual atmosphere, but a more accurate description would be familial. So we're not surprised to meet Dante.
The bookstore dog. He greets people at the door. He's the greeter. That's just basically his job. He greets people, and then he normally takes a nap on any furniture.
Zen's a shy 19-year-old. He wears framed glasses that rest above an infectious smile. I can tell he's careful with his words and hesitates to share with a stranger. So to break the ice, we talk about books. I mean, we are in a bookstore. We're bound to have something in common.
I like reading scary books. I like watching scary movies.
Nothing in common yet, but I did find out Zen likes to bake, and who doesn't have a favorite stuffed animal? No one.
It's a blue bear with kind of white, and it's like, it's kind of laid out. So I called it the flying bear. That was its name. I still have it. I brought it with me to Alaska.
Zen and Flying Bear left Northwest Arkansas in March of this year, where he left what he described as years of living with neglect and abuse.
Basically, I went away from my home because it was just a lot to deal with. I won't go into that. But I was basically, I guess, couch surfing around that time between March and June. And then I moved up here in about June 12th, to live with roommates. That situation got messy around the end of July. And then next thing you know, I got kicked out on the 1st, and I went to the My House program. They helped me with housing.
My House connects with Nine Star, and Nine Star has connected with Taylor Jordan and the bookstore since 2018.
A wonderful young lady named Abby came to my bookstore when I was over on Main Street 6 years ago, and she was telling me about the My House program, and I absolutely lit up. And it immediately resonated that I could make actual differences instead of just hoping to make a difference. And that was an outstanding opportunity. And I jumped in with both feet, and they were delighted that another small business would be interested in supporting their program.
Nine Star Education and Employment Service has been in operation since 1976. In that time, it's evolved to several outreach programs and 7 sites around the state. It wasn't until 2001 that Nine Star joined forces with the state's Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. They created the Youth Education and Employment Services Program. And that's where Taylor comes in as a partnering business.
I have an automatic hiring policy that anyone they send over to me, I hire them absolutely on the spot. And then it's up to them to kind of see if maybe it's the right fit for them to be able to get some sort of skill set going and figure out what to do from there after their training program time is over.
An intern's training program is anywhere between 3 to 5 months.
And then we start at whatever level they're at. So if they have never had employment before, it's not something they have to be anxious about because they have the ability to have someone meet them on their level and then bring them up with reasonable standards and expectations that's going to make it easier for them to take a sense of pride in what they're doing because they have achievable goals.
These individual goals vary from intern to intern.
And they get paid a little over minimum wage. And then they are able to have flexible hours at all these different places. And Nine Star also helps them get their GED or help them finish getting their high school diploma, whatever meets their needs, getting their driving permit, sending them to driving school, welding classes here at the bookstore, and all the things that I offer for the engagement and skill increasing. And it's just a never-ending list of opportunity. I can have up to 5 interns at a time, but I usually like having no more than 3 because I want everyone to get my time and energy and so on. And sometimes it gets pretty busy in here and I'm not always available. So I need to do everything I can to be available for that need when it arises, because that's the important thing.
Any other employees?
No. And I don't pay myself.
Taylor's background prepared her for dealing with people in crisis and trauma right then, right there. Hiring homeless teens through Nine Star capitalizes on those skills, but for a sustained period of time instead of in that moment of crisis.
And I get to say, I'm going to help you, and I get to mean it, and I get to follow through on that, and I get the opportunity to do all of those things because I get to engage with them longer. And it's the connection and the actual keeping in touch and the returning after the internship is over. I get to actually be that safe, consistent person in their life if they want me to be. That's a pretty cool non-retirement that I got going.
Zen brought some but not a lot of work experience with him before he started his own cool job at Black Birch.
In Arkansas, whenever I was 16, I worked at Walmart, and then July. I started working at Subway this July, but yeah, that's the only other employment I've ever had.
Now, with the bookstore on his resume, Zen's gained new work experience, plus more importantly, self-confidence.
I don't struggle with communication as much anymore like I used to. I was really bad with that before. My first month of being here, I could barely greet people at the door because I was very anxious.
But not anymore. Zen has a really big smile when he shares he never forgets the words of Taylor.
You might lose your confidence sometimes, but it'll get back up there, I promise.
Taylor's role as a mentor and employer includes more than teaching how to greet customers and shelve books. These are those soft skills we were talking about.
So it may not be a big deal to you that you can just go up to someone and say hello, or be able to answer questions, or know how to answer a phone, or send an email. These are kind of skills that a lot of people in professions, it's just common knowledge. And to meet someone that doesn't have those skills, by accident, you're a subject matter expert in something, and you just have that opportunity to share that and give someone something that they may not have had, or help them refine an edge.
And you never know. It might be self-esteem and self-respect. It's a world filled with opportunities when it comes to this type of employment. You just don't know what you might learn.
Well, I learned to be a barista. I got my food handler's card just like about a few weeks ago.
Barista. You can hear it in his voice. Zen's absolute favorite thing to do.
I love making drinks. I can't say what I like more because everything about it is amazing.
Zen works about 32 hours a week, Tuesday through Friday, and sometimes on Saturday.
I kind of have a morning routine whenever I get here, 9:45, because the store opens at 10. I sweep and mop the bathroom and the front area. I do a lot of cleaning. Sometimes I have to put books away or just sit down and rip stickers off of them, or I put tassels on bookmarks, which is really fun.
Zen's going to share something. See if you can't catch the clue.
I just learned skills that would help me with careers in the future.
Did you catch it? Zen's looking forward to the future, and that's a big deal. But the best part? He found a friend.
On my third day.
And a family.
Any intern that works here is like my sibling, and I guess Taylor's technically like my non-bio mother. I'm being serious. Dante's like my brother.
Zen's not only ready for full-time employment, with the help of the nonprofit group Choosing Our Roots, he has an apartment of his own.
Around October 15th is when I finally got approved for a house and I was able to move in.
Think about this for a moment. In just the 3-month internship, Zen has found an apartment, a friend, a family, and is now ready to work.
Yeah, I am very confident. I'm just confident that I'll do a good job.
When I asked Zen if he thinks he could have accomplished all of that without working at the bookstore, this time, there's no hesitation.
Being honest here, no. I wouldn't have.
That sounds like success. Just one word I asked Zen to sum up Black Birch Books.
Amazing. The whole bookstore is amazing, so.
Don't judge a book by its cover. Black Birch has been much more than a business. It's the heart of a community, making a difference. One book at a time, filled with pages of hope. Listeners wanting to know more or know of ways to support homeless youth with employment can contact 9-Star Education and Employment Services in Wasilla, or stop by the bookstore and Taylor can help you. And that's it for today's episode of Voices in the Mat Su. If you have a story or know of someone who does, contact us at voices@bigcabbageradio.org. Until next time, It's been nice getting to know each other a little bit more. Special thanks to the Big Cabbage editorial board and sound editor Emma Keachley. Thanks for listening. Stay good out there, Matsu.
This was Voices of the Matsu, sharing stories told by those who live in the Matsu borough. To revisit this and past stories, go to bigcabbageradio.org. This project is funded by a grant from the Matsu Health Foundation and is produced by Emily Forstner for Big Cabbage Radio. The views expressed in Voices of the Matsu do not represent the views of Big Cabbage Radio or the Matsu Health Foundation. Comments or questions about this show may be sent to voices@bigcabbageradio.org.